Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. And hello. Hi, Jordana, you weren't here last week. Welcome.
No, I was here.
You weren't here last week.
Oh. Are you trying to gaslight me?
Yeah, sorry.
Wait, guys. Holly just sent me Drake's video. It is something.
I told you we had to watch it. I wasn't expecting this.
This is legitimate porn. Okay.
We're going to get to it. But send it to me too.
This is an HR violation.
I asked you to send it to me.
Only because Drake is unbothered by it. But I don't commend looking at leaked nudes.
Agreed.
I usually don't.
Unless he wanted them.
But he seems fine with it. Maybe he leaked them himself.
I think he leaked them.
Well, we're just jumping right in, aren't we?
But anyway, yeah, I can't believe Holly. Like
she said, it's like wobbling. That's how big.
Yeah, it's like one of those things at the car wash that like kind of with the arms. It's a little bit doing that.
Hold on, I'm watching. Oh my god!
Right.
Who sent it?
Holly sent it. I don't know how she got it. That's what I said. Who else took the video?
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Well, it ends pretty fast.
Right. Well, that's okay.
I mean, I guess we should talk about that, but like, do you want to talk about your trip first?
Yeah.
Or Drake's, when you were on, Drake's you were enormous
on the trip.
Penis.
Yeah, I was on the trip, not
it's
you.
Very salt burn. Yes.
The trip was good. I was on a bachelorette party. It was really cute and fun. It was really funny. We went to this place in Dominican that had like villas, and every place we went to was on this like big compound. So it was like a...
Did you go to Casa de Campo?
Yeah, I went to Casa de Campo.
Oh, is that what that place is? Okay. I always wondered. I've just like heard of it, that it's kind of like a compound, but I didn't like really like understand.
And it's huge. And but it was funny because the restaurants and like the clubs or whatever, they're all in the same compound. And so every restaurant we went to, there were like six other bachelorette parties. But like my soon-to-be sister-in-law, whose bachelorette I was on, knew like the whole group of girls knew all of the other girls at every party. Like one of the girls' sister was on a neighboring bachelorette party. And it was just like...
Are there bachelor parties or just bachelorette? Just
it was bachelorette. Mostly bachelorette, yeah. And it was just
Are you sure you weren't at a brothel?
Pause. It was just like so funny.
You've been on bachelorettes like that where you kind of like run see in, the other
but
group.
It wasn't like
you guys
that.
Both had other groups on your bachelorettes, if I remember.
I did? I don't remember.
No, maybe you didn't. I just knew someone in the airport, but there wasn't like a whole group we were
it's
aware of.
It's not even
but.
Like that. There were like four other groups in the same exact location going to the same exact places. And every time they were like stop and chatting. And it
are
was
there
just
any like inter-wedding guests? Like are there any guests?
I don't
guests
know. I didn't ask any questions.
So it's like a bachelorette factory spot.
Sort of. It felt, okay. But like less like a Nashville or like a... You know, where there's that, it's abroad, so it's different, but it was fun. There were a lot of like very, very well-planned games.
Like what?
One of the things was, and because it was all like, it came from like TikTok, like ideas came from TikTok, whereas for us, I feel like that wasn't really a thing as much. So one of them was
ours came
like,
from the newlywed game. That's how old we are.
Yeah, we only played the newlywed game, but there were so many different games like every night. But it was fun, like, because they were really creative and thought out. So, like, kudos to the girls who planned. But one of them was really cute. It was like a surprise to Emily, my sister-in-law. And it was like, come dressed as her favorite things. And we like come out like of the side and like everybody like chose something to be dressed as, like, she loves chocolate milk and blah, 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 like random funny things to sort of roast her, but not. And I dressed as Mila And
that's cute.
Well, that's really cute.
But it was really funny because I just like dressed as myself because I dress her like me.
And you look
but
like then, her?
Yeah. And I just
or
put
she looks like you.
Did you wear a diaper?
I should have. I was thinking about getting Depends, but I forgot. And I wore like a bow and I brought one of her bunnies with me. It was really cute.
But, did you make a TikTok?
Maybe somebody's going to make one, but no, I didn't make any content. Okay. I wasn't the resident content maker. I was the...
You were too expensive to be the content maker.
Sitting in the front of the... I was like, I'll sit in the front. I'm like, I get nauseous. It's just like, it was funny. But anyway, it was a good time. Happy to be back. I got a spray tan for the first time in like 6 years.
Love a spray tan. Nothing feels so good as a spray tan. You don't? Did it run or like just
never gotten one before?
I don't like it. Yo, please. Thank you so much. You're just naturally tan.
No, I mean, like I would. It's like, I'm definitely not very tan right now.
She doesn't need one. You at your least tan is like tanner than I'll ever be.
It's more just like I want to be tan because I want to be like I want to like feel the sun burning my skin. I don't like want just to be like dark.
You want the genuine UV rays.
Yes. I want the toxic rays on my body.
Okay.
Good times.
The good thing is. Anyway,
it was good. I'm back and here I am.
Welcome.
Yeah. So
welcome back.
I am back. Should we talk about Drake's dick or like what?
I guess we might as well, since we've already alluded to it, we might as well discuss it.
Apparently it made a huge surge of downloads for Twitter, aka X.
So maybe Elon Musk leaked it.
Yeah. Maybe he did like a secret partnership with Drake. Does Drake have any stock in
who took the video?
Twitter?
Is Drake dating anyone?
He did. He looks like he's taking it in a mirror.
Oh, it's a mirror. Okay. So then how would that get leaked? He leaked it then. If he took the video, I feel like he leaked
it. No, if he sent it to someone.
Celebrity phones or he sent it.
Or he sent it to someone and someone sent it out.
But he's unbothered, right, about it?
As far as we know.
Well, as soon as someone said he was unbothered, I was like, his penis must look enormous. And then we got the video.
Confirmed.
And indeed, that's the reason that he's not unbothered.
Is Drake dating anyone right now?
I don't know.
Just well, he's dating his enormous penis.
If he's not, if he is dating someone and she wasn't the one who leaked it, then I would believe that they're no longer dating.
Right. I mean, who was he last linked to? Let's Google this. Who was Drake's last girlfriend?
Either way, it's really funny to watch reaction videos on like
Joanna Leia
Instagram because it's just everyone's just like jaw drops. It's like,
yeah,
that's shocking.
How often do you think he takes videos like that?
Probably
a lot.
Yeah. So like maybe he doesn't even know where it's from.
It didn't
from.
Seem like his first
How
time.
How do I even know it's him? I couldn't see the face in the video.
Maybe it's AI.
I didn't like look that closely.
Right. I don't feel like it's necessarily definitely even him.
If we weren't on the podcast right now, I would look it closer.
Are you sure that's why you would look closer? Okay, well, anyway, let's talk about other things. Things that went viral. Our own video went viral like crazy. We posted a video of Joey, the Bachelor, who's very cute, I must say. Basically, we have a series called How Online Are You? And we're asking questions of like whether his pop culture knowledge. And the question was like, do you know who this person is? And it's a picture of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. He goes, Ruth? Ruth Ginsburg. I watched Ginsburg. That video maybe 45 times and I was laughing every time because it's just so funny to confuse Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
It is okay. I know that this might sound crazy, but I kind of see where he's coming from.
I get
because,
it.
Because like no. I'm hearing Gypsy Rose, Ruby Rose, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Like it like there's
he
a
just thought her name was Ruth because of Gypsy Rose.
Rose. Yeah. Rose. Like I see where he got
and
her.
And Gypsy and he Ginsburg. Thought it was Ginsburg.
Yeah. Like I see the problem. I see the confusion, but it's also just the two funniest people you could ever mix up.
Funny. I dissent. It's also because it was like so sorry, Joey, to blow up your spot. But yeah. Like
I think it's more that he didn't know what Ruth Bader Ginsburg looked like.
I don't think that it's that. I think it's just he messed up the words.
Was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's like, and that's, I don't think he thinks Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a child.
I don't think he thinks that she is the late Supreme Court justice.
It's tough to tell. Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you so much for coming into the office, but the most eligible man in America.
I know.
He's the average American.
He, and honestly, it was really, really just, it was innocent and funny, and I just loved it. I hope people continue, publicists continue sending their people to us.
Now everyone knows him. Here's the thing. They have the same initials, GRB and RBG. It's not like, you know, it's not the craziest.
It's not crazy. I get it. He commented saying, like, I just thought her name might be Ruth. And like the first person that came to my mind.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The Ginsburg part is really the funny.
That was the part. Yeah. But if you want to be more sure that you never end up in a situation like this where you're confusing a Supreme Court justice with a recently released woman who killed her mother, you should listen to our revamp of the Betches Up podcast. We are relaunching it as American Fever Dream. And your favorite host, Amanda Duberman, will be back. But she is being joined by V. Spear of Under the Desk News, who I am really obsessed with. I'm so excited about this. So they were in the Washington Post yesterday. It's just a very exciting time.
Exciting time. Exciting place.
Guys, check it out again. So because you never know when you might become The Bachelor and you might need to know information like this.
Yeah, you just never know. When's it launching, Sammy?
It is launching on Tuesday, February 13th.
This Tuesday.
What is the date? This coming Tuesday. Yes. Less than a week from today.
Guys, check it out. Leave a 5-star review. Let us know what you think of the show.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. So, did you guys watch the Grammys?
I did. Did you?
No. But I did see a few different, I did see some clips of the highlights afterwards. I here's the thing. I'm sorry. I apologize to the listeners. I don't watch the Grammys. It's just not, it's not one of the award shows that I watch.
You're more of a film buff.
I am more of a film TV. I don't know. And I don't, I'm very bad with musicians. I don't know what anyone looks like. I have no idea who sings what. I just know like the songs, the song I like, the song I don't like. I don't even know who sings it.
Selena thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I know Taylor Swift. That's about it. So I don't watch the Grammys. This year was no exception. But I did see a lot of the highlights. Did you guys both watch?
No, I didn't watch either. I watched the highlights. I feel like that's enough.
I watched. Yeah. Usually, the whole thing. Oh, yeah. The whole thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't watch every second like intensely, but I did. I was watching. I was tuned in for the entire thing. And honestly, I think not only was this Grammys really good, but I actually think this awards season has been really, really good. And
it's true.
The Golden Globes are great. What else did we have? The Emmys were great. This was the best Grammys. We've watched a lot of fucking award shows. I actually think this was maybe the best award show.
What do you attribute that to?
The just variety don't say Taylor of different Swift. Performers. No.
But Taylor Swift has been in all these events.
I actually attribute it to, this year. I think there's just really good artistry being awarded. Yeah. At all these shows. And I think that there are really cool celebrities that are like in the zeitgeist right now that I really enjoy watching and listening to their speeches and watching them perform. I think the Grammys is like generally one of the more exciting award shows because they have performances. And this year, it's funny you say Taylor Swift. I actually think Taylor Swift, I think, was not the thing that made the Grammys good.
I agree.
It made the thing that it made them like annoying, gossipy. We can talk
she was being
to her
a little annoying.
We can talk about that. We should go into that. But let's not center her in this conversation because there were so many good parts of the Grammys that I just like loved it. What did you catch in your highlights?
Okay. The Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs performance, I've watched like 15 times.
Really?
It's so good. Good. Oh my God. No, it was amazing.
I think I cried.
She is like, there's been like 17 think pieces about it. She's like the cutest person. Yeah. I don't even know if cute is like an, I don't know if that's insulting, but like she, like her smile, she's like,
she just looks like a normal person.
She looks
like, because she is
just like a normal, like nice person who like, she's like aging just like naturally. I was like, just so talented and such a powerful song. I watched it so many times. I like want to get it on Spotify somehow.
The joint performance. Version.
Yeah. That was like the best thing I've seen on the internet in a while. And when I say best, I mean like not something that makes you want to like.
I'm like an emotional person. You know that. I didn't like feel that any emotions. I felt like it was good. I don't know why. Like what? Why did you think it cut your feelings more?
I think it was like the way that he was looking at her, like,
because she was like admiring her. Yeah. As this like icon for sure. And he like is probably making so much fucking money off of her song. And she's probably making so much fucking money off of his music.
I think it was just like a real respect. And like she, I think there's something about her in particular. And Sammy, I know you did a deep dive on her and I did as well. There's something like so low key about her. Like this is her first public appearance in like years. She's extremely low key. No one knows anything about her personal life. At all. Like she's just so like off of the Hollywood like scene. I think she lives in San Francisco, but like no one is like fully sure, it seems. And I think there's something about the song. The song Fast Car is about like escaping the cycle of poverty and sort of, and there's like love, there's, you know what I mean? And also about like love and life and just like feeling of belonging and the two of them together and just like him watching her. And then there was like the thing about, you know, he turned it into like a country song and she was the first black woman to win an award for writing like a country music song, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But even though it's not really a country song, it's like a folk song. And so there's just sort of this thing of like, there's so much like hate and like anger and like everyone's so heated, but the song sort of like brought a couple worlds together.
Aww,
it was just so many different parts. I don't know.
That is multi-layered. I see it now. Yeah.
I just really, really liked it. And it's just, it was a great, like they both just did a really good job too.
Yeah. It was cute how he was like singing along while she was singing. Like he was mouthing
along.
Yeah, like
he wasn't playing. Yeah. He wasn't like even playing his guitar. Like he was the backup singer on this.
Yeah, right.
Even though he was the one who resurfaced the song.
I like that she was just like in jeans and a button down.
It was Prada.
It had a little flair.
No, but it's still like I liked that it was. She was just sort of.
She didn't want to get gowned up.
I'm saying she was so understated. She just like. Mm-hmm. And I don't know her. I thought her like gray hair. It was like something like just so beautiful about like the way that she was just like aging.
Yeah, like she'd wear her hair like that on any on a regular day right. to go out to dinner.
Yeah, just like so understated. I thought it was great.
I know what you mean, Aileen, where it's like you didn't have an immediate reaction to it. As I was watching, I didn't understand that it was going to be this like big deal that she never shows up. I knew the name Tracy Chapman, but I didn't have any associations with it. I couldn't even say if that person, like if that name was about a man or a woman probably before this. But then I did like a full, I watched it and it was like, I was like, wow, like the reactions to this are really like very moved. And I also like, I was really into the remix by Tob Talk a few years ago, but I never really listened to the words and like what the song is about. And the song is really, really sad, like hallelujah levels of sad. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just, everything you said, and then when I went and read about her, that she's like, just, you know how so many celebrities are like, oh, like the fame, it tears me apart. Like I don't want to give myself. It's like, but there's like, they continue to like capitalize on it right. and invite it. She seems like she genuinely feels that way and was in it for the art. Also, she started out as like a busker. Like she's like, that's how she-
Playing on the street.
Playing on the street. Yeah. Like, and wrote all her own music. And it's just very inspiring, like that someone like that can be appreciated. And, you know, I don't know. Just loved
it. I can't even put my finger on it.
She has a very wise, it feels like you're being visited by like an old wise soul.
Right.
Who is.
Because she's so humble. I don't know. There's just like, I agree. She's like so out of the gate. Like she's not like trying to like the endless cycle of promotion and like.
It's like everyone's so obsessed with attention.
She's not making themselves. A TikTok dance to Fast Car.
No, she's not on TikTok or she's anything.
That's what I mean.
Energetic opposite of Taylor Swift at the Grammys.
And then Taylor Swift during that video is like getting, I'm like, could you sit down for
well,
one
there
second?
Other she people. Sings, she dances for like, she dances for everything. That's apparently like her
but
thing.
I get there it. There were other people that were standing, but in her area, she was the only one standing. And I was just like, can you? And I get like, you want to pay your respects and like have an ovation, standing ovation for somebody who like you admire. And Taylor did start in country, so like maybe it was that. But like in that moment, I felt like when I was watching her, I was like, come on.
Well, it's like she stands kind of all the time. And you know how this is, we'll get into this.
It felt like an opposite of Trace, like she's trying to get camera time. It felt like that. Even if that's not the case, it just kind of feels like she's like standing in front of the camera.
Yeah, I mean, during SZA's acceptance speech, she like was like, hi, Taylor. And then I saw this video that was like, oh, it's because Taylor Swift was like standing up and like, dance like jumping up and down of excitement, like it wasn't just like she randomly said it. And I don't know. We're actually, by the way, listeners, we are going to bring back a Speak Now episode. Holly's going to be on it. It's going to be out tomorrow. We're gonna analyze the new album, the Grammy situation, but because we don't want to devote this entire thing to her right now because there's so many other things to talk about. But yeah, it was definitely like.
It was a good moment.
Attention seeking.
Other things that happened. Okay, Miley won. Miley's hair. Okay, I thought her outfit.
I love the outfit.
Yeah, she looked great.
The outfit was really cool. Yeah.
And she changed like 100 times, and her hair was so funny. But like, I think we had a good meme for it. It was like, when you get your hair blown out, you're like, oh, I don't know about this. But that song, like, it hit, like, records. And you know the guy who wrote it?
Flowers?
Yeah, Flowers. His name is Steve Michael Pollack. He's from Roslyn. He was up there. Oh. He's my younger brother-in-law's friend. And
that's cool.
Yeah, and he was up there. Miley gave him the Grammy. And, he's apparently, like, writes all the music.
I was so surprised that she had never won a Grammy before. I feel like.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
She's been around and she's got great music. So glad she finally got her flowers.
Aww. No pun intended. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable, but disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
We have a couple more things to discuss with the Grammys, but then we'll move on. But I think that we need to talk about Jay-Z's speech, which was very like, it wasn't as awkward as Kanye's, but it had the
exact. No, because he didn't, you know, because he actually was called up for an award. That key piece. He received the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award.
Yeah.
And he basically took the opportunity to kind of call out the Recording Academy, which, you know, runs the Grammys. And he said, he was talking about Beyonce, how she has never won album of the year despite having the most Grammys.
Uh-huh.
And he says, I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won album of the year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won album of the year. That doesn't work. And then he made a comment that was like, arguably some people shouldn't even be in the category.
Who was he referring to?
I don't know if he's talking about like any one person in general. I think he meant like in certain at certain times.
Who else was in the category?
Yeah,
I'll tell you who shouldn't be in it.
Well, okay, these are the nominees for the album of the year: John Batiste, Boy Genius, Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey, Janelle Monáe, Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and SZA.
Okay, I feel like Lana Del Rey shouldn't have been in this category.
No, I don't agree. Personally, I think that
people loved
this album. It was like extremely highly acclaimed by critics. Maybe, I also love it.
Maybe he's talking about Olivia Rodrigo.
She's just not your music.
I like Lana Del Rey, actually.
You don't.
I do like her, but I don't think that she had the album of the year. But she didn't win, so it's fine.
Yeah. I don't think he's talking about like this year necessarily. I think he's talking about like in general, there's people who get into the category that might not deserve to be in it at any given year.
I thought it was kind of weird that he called Beyonce a young lady. She's not a young lady. We're not young ladies.
She's younger than him.
Not this again.
She's just a lady.
What is she gonna be like?
She's younger than he is.
I don't want to embarrass the senior citizen. Like, he's
middle-aged woman.
I think he's just calling her.
I mean, like, she's 42 years old. She's not a young lady. Like, she's not a young lady.
Close to 42.
She's not. I'm not a young lady either. Neither is Beyonce.
Oh my god. I think it was a weird term. This recategorization of who was young and
I don't think this is about like the accuracy. I think he's just like.
But it's just funny that he would go up there and be like, "My wife deserves better." But yeah, it was funny. But people seem to like laugh along to his other jokes. You know, it wasn't like that was the speech and he said it.
He said something like, "This is why they don't let me up here," or something. It was. I thought he was like pretty funny.
Yeah, and he also he brought up Blue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
She looked like. Why am I here?
You know what's hilarious? Her name is Blue, right? Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. But like Bluey is very famous cartoon, most streamed minutes in all of Disney Plus. And like, it's just like funny that when she was named that, like now we have this like cartoon called Bluey. Maybe only I care about that. But
isn't it different because it's Blue and Bluey? Blue is so like.
Well, it was funny that you see that meme about like. Meryl Streep talking to Blue being like, your name isn't actually Blue, it's like Cerulean or whatever. That's so funny.
So funny.
And you're in the room where that was decided. No, that was really funny. Okay, I want to talk to Taylor quickly. I've never seen a video of Taylor like the behind the scenes video. You know the one, did you see the one where it's like she's getting ready to go on the red carpet and she's with Lana and they're like fixing each other's teeth and she's like, did you make sure to set my watch? Because she's wearing a choker with a watch. She's like, make sure it's set to midnight. And you didn't see that?
I didn't see that, but I saw a different behind the scenes that, okay, you keep going.
I just haven't stopped thinking about, like, because we all know that Taylor is, like, so, like, calculated in a good way, I mean. Like, she's really meticulous
about
her brand.
She's a mastermind, as she would say.
Okay.
No, I'm not actually trying to.
I know. Yeah. She's just really, like, she thinks about every tiny detail, which, you know, detail-oriented people and like-minded detail-oriented people like me appreciate. And it was just cool to see that, just to hear her be like, can you make before she goes? She's like thinking of all of the angles and the things. And she knew she was going to win. So she knew that she was going to announce the album. And she was nominated for Midnights, right? That was her. That's why she set the thing to midnight. I just thought that was cool. I don't know how I felt about her using that platform to announce her album. But then again, like, they're musicians, you know, we're musicians. We take any opportunity to be in the spotlight. So like, I think that it's not like unlike any of anybody
unless
else.
You're Tracy Chapman.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, we're pop musician stars. So I didn't like, people were like, oh, this is not the time, Taylor, sit down. I didn't really care because like everyone is doing their thing, you know, like Jay-Z just talked about his wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I didn't think. I mean, Kacey Musgraves also announced an album. I don't think
no one knew. Well, I saw that on Instagram. I didn't see it at the Grammys.
Yeah, I also might have like even missed it because I just heard that she did. Okay, there's nothing technically wrong with it, technically, but it's not a fan event. It's an industry event with her peers and her competitors in some way. And I just felt like, you have had the most amazing year. You get the most attention. You are the person of the year. You're the Spotify person of the year. You're like, you have the tour. You're a billionaire now. You had all this stuff. And it's just sort of like, I just think that like once you achieve that sort of level, that it just didn't need to be then and that. And
I agree.
I mind it because like, that's how you get to that level. It's like you just don't give a fuck and you just sort of like do the things to be front.
But then
and
when
center.
You're at that level, like graciousness goes a long way.
I think she's starting to like fatigue people a little bit with her extraness. And I agree. I think it would be a better look if she like was a little more relaxed.
Just this one time. But then again, I can also see how like she's being put under a microscope for tiny little things. you know, we'll talk about this on Speak Now, but there were like a whole array of things. You know, people came after her for like snubbing Celine Dion because she didn't, which like, okay, I get you're caught up in everything.
What happened with Celine Dion?
She just like took the Grammy from Celine.
And she didn't even like look her in the eye. And I see how that could like happen.
She's very tall. Maybe that was, she just couldn't look her in the
equally
eye.
Equally tall, I think.
Celine Dion also very tall. But then
there was an article about how like she rushed to do all this damage control backstage by taking a picture with her because she knew that she had kind of like ignored her. And it's just in contrast to like Miley being so thankful to Mariah Carey. And like, it's just very, it just didn't play.
I don't know about that. Miley's speech was like, this doesn't really matter. And then she's like, well, actually it matters to them. Like people behind her. Like it was really weird. But later she said like, oh, it was such a rush. You don't know like what you're saying. You're so nervous and you say stuff. So maybe Taylor felt the same way.
I do think that did happen. But then, okay, but that was right.
I don't know.
She pulls Lana Del Rey up with her.
I know, that was weird.
Lost to her, who sure was a collaborator on the album, but it's like, and she gets up there after like pulling her and Lana's trying to like not go. She's never won before. This is her first time on the stage. And she's like, I feel so alone. It's like, bitch, you just told us you won 13 times. Like, come on. You know, like I'm a fan and I'm like, come on.
I thought there was like a lot of weird moments. Like, come, it's almost she's like apologizing for her success a little bit. I feel like that's she in an uncomfortable, like she wasn't doing it like the right way. Like she's bringing Lana on because she feels bad. She's like standing like, oh, come closer to me. Like she doesn't know how to like be number one in a place where she's like beating everybody, you know, where she can be number one in front of her fans because she knows those people like her. Whereas like, you know, she's in this room full of people that people might feel like resentful of her, may not really appreciate her
definitely
like the way that she is. And even like I'm saying this, who's not a huge Taylor like stan, I'm just like, I get it, you know, I like some songs, huge All Too Well 10 Minute Version fan, like things like that. I did a Soul Cycle class that was Taylor the other day. But I think that's the vibe that I got, is like she's trying to sort of be herself, but her like confidence was translating weird.
I feel like she's in her prom queen head cheerleader era. And it's maybe a little much. But like she's dating the head football player. I don't think that's his position. I don't know what his position is.
The
head of the football team.
He's really good.
He's gonna be in the Hall of Fame apparently. Yeah,
she's in her like she's in her very popular high school.
Here's the thing about football. And Taylor Swift, though. My spidey senses, I've since day one when they started dating, I'm like, this shit is rigged. Kansas City is in the Super Bowl. He happens to be dating Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's at every game, and she's dating someone so publicly after dating someone so privately right before. It's just... like, everything is rigged. Like, I think the Super Bowl is rigged. They say that they know who's going to be in the Super Bowl by, the logo colors that they put in for the Super Bowl. The NFL wanted women. I just feel it. I called that Kansas City is going to be in the Super Bowl, and lo and behold, they are.
I mean, but they've also been in the Super Bowl, like, a lot.
I know,
I don't think it's...
You know,
it's
is.
Likely that
I'm
they
not the
would
only
be.
Person who thinks this, by the way.
I know. This is like a conspiracy that's going
it's
around.
Not a conspiracy.
But my question is,
it's just like,
not a conspiracy that the Super Bowl is rigged?
No. It's not a conspiracy, because I'm not saying that the Super Bowl is necessarily like 100% rigged, but I just mean that like everything is a finance machine, right? Everything is about how do I make the most amount of money? How do I get the most amount of viewers? I'm making the Super Bowl is about the commercials at the end of the day. It's a commercial event. So like, how do I make the most amount of money? How do I get the women to watch? Okay, if I know that this team is going to, if I can put my bet, it's all about betting. Who's going to win? Who's going to do this? If I'm going to say that the chances of this team going into the Super Bowl are highly likely, I'm going to say, okay, if I'm going to get women to watch all the way till the end, I'm going to put the most famous woman right now, who spans all ages, front and center of every single Kansas City game. And now it's talked about. There's so much earned media.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think that there's incentives, and it's like, I think that the relationship is real, but it is also, it is propelled by the machine of all these things, which makes it, gives it more momentum. But I don't think the whole thing is fake, and I don't think the whole thing is rigged. But I do think, like, obviously, like, there's benefits to which, like, people are well aware of that they are riding on and may propel people.
I don't know. There's always calls that are weird in lots of football games, and you're just,
that's
like,
what I'm asking. Mm. I don't know enough about the actual football to be like, yeah, sure, or no. But I just want to understand how, can you explain how the actual game of football could be rigged? Like, I understand how all these other pieces can be manipulated, and also that you can, like, ride the energy of things. And they're also, like, a very good team. So it's not like the worst team is, like, suddenly making it.
No. Right.
How do they actually rig? Can you explain how they rig that part?
I mean, again, I'm not a huge, also, I'm not saying this from, like, an expert point of view. I'm saying it from, like, I think everything, most things are PR. And everything is about money. So, like,
it's... Look, the winning. I agree with you, it's PR, but how has the winning changed?
Well, people can play how they want to play. Coaches can dictate play types of plays to be used. Again, all sports fans who are listening would be like, shut the fuck up, Aileen.
But why would they dictate? But can you, I really, I'm genuinely asking.
Because,
like,
you can make money off of people losing. You can make money, you can make money on anything.
But the teams themselves, right, but that's like a huge scandal when it's happened. It was like the World Series in like 1920. And in that show, Boardwalk Empire, but only like one time. And it was for a different, but it was totally.
I just wouldn't be surprised. There's like a huge industry of betting that's linked to football. And it's about losers and winners. And it just wouldn't happen without, in a vacuum. It just wouldn't happen without like someone pulling some sort of strings, maybe not 100%. But I just don't, I mean, like, it just, I would feel like a silly consumer if I believed everything was just happening by chance.
I agree with that, except for them making it actually to the Super Bowl. Like, they could have lost, but they didn't. Maybe. But everything else.
But I don't think so. I just don't.
I'm very curious. I'm going to read up on it.
I should have bet because.
That they'd win.
No. Maybe not win. No, but make it into the Super Bowl.
Right.
The fact that he's dating Taylor, like the Taylor Swift, if it wasn't for the Taylor Swift thing, I'd be like, whatever.
I'm going to look into this.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Will you guys be watching the Super Bowl?
Oh, definitely. This is once a year I watch football. And, and this is it. Although, no, I've been trying to make an effort in my relationship with Rusty to watch football with him and really get into it. And I do.
Why?
Who are you rooting for?
I'm like, why do I care about my relationship with my husband?
Why do you care about football, though?
Because he really cares about football. He loves it. It's his favorite thing to watch. It's part of his persona.
You should make him watch The Housewives, then.
He does. He's like, let's watch Vanderpump together. He doesn't care.
Obviously, he's really into Vanderpump, too.
So he's like, oh, do you want to watch The Rich One? And I'll be like, yeah, we can watch Beverly Hills. So he's making an effort. And I'm like, okay, let's watch football. I don't want to, but I'll do it. And he's like, can you just not ask me 100 questions? Like, I'll try. Because, come on. Like, I ask, oh, like, what's a red flag or whatever? Yellow flag. I don't know. Maybe that's soccer.
Seems like it's going well.
It is going well. It is. Okay. But I'll watch. And I'm excited for Usher. I think that'll be a fun.
Are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch. I have money on the game. That's what Mike and I bond over. we put in like $150 for boxes.
Oh, right. You always do the boxes.
Yeah, the boxes. Because it doesn't. Then I'm not even. Because I don't care which team wins. I just want them to get on end on the numbers. And then I watch the game so I can see the score. To see if we won. We got bad numbers, though, in the draw. So I don't think we're likely to win. But I'll watch anyway.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What numbers and what draw? Okay. What's a box? I think you explain this to me every year.
She does.
When you buy boxes, like, you're basically like,
who are
you
buying them from?
From whoever's organizing the betting situation.
Ooh, like a friend or like a website.
There's like multiple. Like, Mike has a work pool. There's like one with his friends. There's like so many people like. Like, sometimes people do them at work. I'm sure someone in our office, Sean is definitely involved in some sort of box situation.
You're saying it's not like a FanDuel or whatever.
No, it's like a private thing. It's like, so then you give a price to the boxes. So let's say you say it's like $10 a box, right? That would be like pretty low. But like, it's $10 a box. And then randomly the boxes get assigned to, you get assigned to a different score. So if it's like at the end of each quarter, if the scores match like the box that you're in, then you win that corner. So there's cash prizes for every quarter at the end. And then there's a bigger prize for like the whole game ending in your number.
In your number, meaning like the sum of those two numbers, you mean?
No, like the end game, like the end score has to have it be like one of your numbers that you randomly drew from the box.
Like one of the teams has to have your numbers.
It has to have that score, the ending for the score. Sean says, which is right, that it's closer to playing bingo than actual gambling because it has absolutely nothing to do with like
the like performance you could, of you.
Right. It doesn't matter which team wins. It just matters if they have the ending number beyond that score. So if it's like 23-42, it just matters like the two and the three. But like there's certain numbers that you're more likely to get in football because of like the way that the scoring system works, which I don't know which that way it totally is.
Sevens.
So like you could land on good numbers that make you more likely to win the game, or you could land on worse ones. I don't think ours are particularly good, but there's a shot.
What's your number? And
there's like 10 of the numbers you get because the more
give me one number.
I don't know. I don't have them, but like I wouldn't memorize. You don't need to memorize them because they're in front of you.
It's like, it is like roulette where it's like, this is my square. And if what the score is like happens to be on the square you have already, but you didn't choose the square.
Like, you can't choose the square because you just randomly get assigned to it.
Yeah. Rusty like will bet parlays and like final score overs and all that shit. And he says he's been doing really well. We'll see. Do you think people are going to come after me for saying that the Super Bowl is rigged?
Maybe.
Probably. But let
as Sutton says, no. She doesn't say let him. She says name him, not let him.
No. Let them is Mel Robbins. Them theory.
I love that, by the way. Let them theory.
Do you ever listen to the podcast?
I don't listen to her podcast, but I do know the theory.
The Let Them Theory podcast episode.
Oh.
That's where it comes from. Good.
Oh, I didn't know it was from like a particular episode, but I know it's like a popular thing and I've heard about it. Very interesting. Should we say what it is? The Let Them theory? Okay.
It's about control.
Basically it's about if you feel like, you know, life is kind of out of your control or you feel like really bothered by things that other people are doing.
It's for people with anxiety.
Yeah, with anxiety or like you're really bothered by things that other people are doing and how it's affecting you. The idea is like if someone's doing something you don't like or agree with or you feel is out of control, you should just let them do it.
You're allowing yourself to like sort of accept.
Be free of
it. Yeah, you're free of it. Yeah.
It's like a like radical acceptance kind of vibe.
Yeah, because she, she's like a, I don't know how we went straight to this, but yeah, she's like a.
Name him.
Name him. Right, that's what it was, well, name him.
I don't even know why we said name them.
I thought that was her phrase.
Because I said, are people going to come after me? But it's really, I said, let them.
Right. Let them. Let them. Yeah.
Please don't. I take it back. No, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, let's come with some research next time. We invite people who disagree.
Listen,
and want to
NFL culture is fun. It's football is great, except for the fact that like it's just
the concussions.
Every single day in my house, or like Mondays, Thursdays, Sundays, Saturdays. NFL's not Saturdays, but it's still football, and it's just
sometimes it's
loud. Saturdays is college. Yeah, but it's not NFL. And it's just loud.
It's all the same.
I'm really sensitive to loud noises.
But then again, we get a new Housewives or Vanderpump every day of the week also.
Exactly.
Also loud. Yeah.
Loud when they're yelling. Exactly.
You know, it's funny because like, you know, Jordana, how you say like you, and I agree with this, like you feel at home comforted by.
Soothed.
Yes. Soothed by falling asleep or having women, you know, women yelling at each other. And I agree with that. You know, I think that's very comforting to me. Avi doesn't like to fall asleep to women yelling at each other, but he started falling asleep to 24. So I'm like, okay, you're falling asleep to terrorism, but you won't fall asleep to like arguments over earrings. Like what?
I get it.
So much better.
I get it. Because your brain is so focused on something else that also, it fights your thoughts, which is your thoughts are like racing thoughts are like a lot of the reason why you can't go to sleep.
I also think it has to do. I don't fall asleep to the Housewives. I just relax to the Housewives, but I don't.
That's our version of a spa.
Yeah. Yes. But I think I actually agree with Abby that I would more easily fall asleep to 24 than the Housewives.
You guys always agree on shit like this.
We're just, you know, kindred spirits. There's a before bed show, and I think the key to a good before bed show, more than anything else, is like the lighting of the show and like the general like darkness of the tones and the vibes. Like I don't like a comedy before bed. I don't like bright Housewives parties. I like a dark, eerie, like just like a the tones, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like Succession.
Yeah, that's a good before bed show.
I don't go to sleep just like no, I can't because I'm really paying attention. I think like a good mystery show or something where you're just like,
yeah, British true crime.
Yeah, yeah, because they also like the music behind it. It's not like upbeat.
Yeah,
it's like the it's
like darker. Yeah, yeah. Quieter,
but I think it's because you're so in another world of like what's going on. Like you're paying attention to like plot or not that you're not paying attention. Your thoughts aren't like coming in, so you could just fall asleep easier.
That could be part of it too. Yeah. But did you guys watch Vanderpump, speaking of?
Yeah.
I like half watched it.
Okay.
Watched it a little about the amount I watched the Grammys.
I watched it. I have to say, it's completely insane to me that Tom Sandoval is living in that house.
Yeah.
I saw this thing is airing. I look at Mike. I said, if you ever cheated on me, my best friend, you think you would be in this fucking house? You would be gone. You would not live in this house. Like this house, like you would leave. Like the person who cheats on the other person should leave the house, like let
and
him
offer
figure
to
out.
Buy to offer to like buy themselves out.
He not doesn't have the buy, money for that.
Yes, or fine, buy her out for a number that she agrees to, or sell it.
She
that's
no,
her
he
decision.
Did offer he did
right.
offer.
She said
to
no.
Buy her out, and she said, "You don't, like I think it's a principle thing. Like that's the thing is that they're fighting on the principle. But I don't. He's claiming he doesn't have any money
until they sell the house. Like he should leave until they sell that.
They
should.
They won't sell it. They can't.
I think they
sell
are
it
selling
because it was
it.
A bad time for them to sell it compared to the when they the bought market. It. Like it would have been a bad market time. I'm pretty sure.
The prices because have only gone up.
It just to me, it doesn't make any sense
in
that
LA
that he is different. Not leaving. I would be like, oh, I would just change the locks. I don't understand.
You can't.
I think
he
you can't do
it.
That. That's like illegal.
But like, why would he not just voluntarily leave? He's the one who fucked up. It's crazy to me.
He's an asshole. He's crazy.
He doesn't think he fucked up. He doesn't think he fucked up.
Yes, he does.
No, barely.
No, barely. He's mad that people are mad at him. Did you hear him say on Nick Vial's pod or the Vial Files, be like, I didn't listen. It just was on Instagram. But he was basically like, what did you learn from this? And I just like learned to not cheat in that way. That's what he said.
He right. doesn't really feel bad. He just feels bad that he got like villainized, but he also kind of likes it because his name is more popular now.
And he says, he's like, can I have people over for my birthday? Like,
yeah, like get out. Oh my God.
I'll get you a hotel room. I thought you don't have any money.
However, the best part is Anne, assistant. It makes for such good content on television. It is so good.
She's
so bad for her. Yeah. And like Ariana's being like sassy to her because like who can blame her? She's like, I'm not going to leave because this is my house. And she's like, okay.
Okay. Like exclamation point. Like so what about midnight? Yeah, so sorry. And so she sends every text with so sorry.
So sorry. So sorry. Because I'm also like her look is just also so nice girl.
Here's the thing.
How did I would take
the job.
I would
definitely take this job. Oh my God. I would be like, so you get funny. To be right in the middle. You get so access good. To all the texts.
And you come out probably looking sympathetic.
And they're not mad at you. She's not mad at her. She's just like, you know, like she's doing her job.
Oh my God.
It's just so fun. It's so crazy to me that they're both in this house. I think maybe I'm always wondering if they if production told them to both
for
stay
content.
In the house.
Yeah, for the show.
Because I'm like, I just think it's so absurd. The idea that they would both be in this house. Like, what?
I really think it's because of him. And she doesn't want to move because, like, why should she?
Because of the
And
principal.
He, like, will not.
I wouldn't move. I would be like,
yeah, and he won't either.
But that's what I'm saying. I would change the locks and then let whatever he wants to do, like, he could, like, in response to that, let him figure that out.
I don't
But I'm also very vindictive.
Can. He can't legally, he like, won't. They joint own the house.
Yeah,
they're no
but
less
like
married than they were before. Like they're like the only difference.
They weren't
nothing
married.
Has changed in the eyes of the law. And
but
like,
I'd make him
ownership.
Call the cops to get in. Like that's what I would make him.
But
do.
But that would make her look bad. If
yeah. No, it wouldn't. I don't think it would. I think it would make him look bad that he called the cops on her.
No. You can't lock someone out of your house. Even my mom couldn't lock my dad out of the house. Like when they were getting a divorce. You can't do it. If they are like a resident.
Like they have rights.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The rights to live in his own home. I mean, at the end of the day, he just needs to leave. But I don't think that they are. Yeah, there's a reason that they're just not. It's just a little crazy.
And I don't think it's really production because, I mean, production probably doesn't mind.
I mean, if he has an assistant, he can afford an apartment.
I don't think he can really afford what anything, but
he has an assistant. He's paying the assistant. Seems like she's there all the time.
People live paycheck to paycheck, and he, I think, probably is. He doesn't have like the money to really like move out. He just has the money to like cover his expenses from his like fake concert tour.
Go live with Tom Schwartz. They should be
roommates.
And he's
making money off Vanderpump.
And yeah,
he's definitely. Oh my God, he's definitely making so much money off of that because he definitely negotiated like a huge contract from that.
When do you think they get paid, though? Probably after. Like, probably not before the season.
Why not?
Probably
they probably get paid episode to episode.
Half, yeah.
I'm sure there's installments. Like, they get an initial amount down.
But anyway. Still, it's not like he has, like, as much money, and his expenses are pretty high now.
To me, that's
crazy. I just don't believe him when he was, like, I'm moving my money into one account. I'm overdrawn when he was saying that to Schwartz.
No, I believe that. Think about how much money this man spent. It's not like he was saving up for his cheating problem.
I mean, he spent more than $500,000 on his bar.
Right. And he took money from his mom before he was buying like motorcycles and like James Kennedy's engagement. And like this is not a man who like had a bunch of money
spending
just in case he got caught.
This is crazy. Oh, are they even selling the house? Like what's going
on?
I
think
but didn't you want to offer her like $3 million to leave the house?
Yeah, where
is he getting $3 million?
But that's what I'm saying. I thought there was a thing that he was like going to buy her out. How can he afford to buy her out if he doesn't have any money?
He can't.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
To buy her out.
Well, then why or would they not be like again? That I don't understand. Like if he does, then why is he
Maybe
offering
it would
to
be
do
like
that
on a payment plan?
He can't.
And she doesn't want that.
He can't buy her out.
He can't afford it because he's been buying her batteries for years.
No, but it's true. Like he would need to, if he can afford an assistant, like that you're paying a salary for somebody. Right. It's silly.
No, yeah. He's not paying this assistant's salary. He's probably paying this woman cash like weekly. And yeah, I think he can probably come up with like the small number that she has agreed to take to work for him on a weekly basis. It's not like he has to have a huge bank account where he has her whole salary in it.
Yeah, it's fair. Maybe. He's probably not giving her health insurance. I did.
This isn't real.
Aww, Anne.
I did think, as much of a disgusting monster as he is, I did think he had a point when he was talking to James Kennedy about the fact that James Kennedy did sleep with his ex-girlfriend before.
Yeah.
Kristen.
I mean, I think they're both wrong and they're both right. They're both wrong and they're both right. James was 21. Yes. Or like 22 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
but he also should acknowledge the fact that he had done the same thing.
They're both like right and they're both right. Like James was young. James is also engaged to Raquel, like different type of level of person.
They were living together for like 6 years. Together, I don't know.
They were also cheating on each other very openly. So like, but yeah, agreed. Yeah.
It's not apples to apples, but I think it's a fair point. Yeah.
Yes, but it's only being brought up because of what Sandoval did.
Well,
and also,
no, but it's being brought up because James is like, don't you feel like you should apologize to me? And he was like, well, you'd never apologize to me for doing the same thing, which again, I think they should both apologize to each other. But I do think that like it wasn't out of nowhere. And I do think that James is a huge hypocrite. Will never take any responsibility for anything that he's
wrong. Just explodes when he has to like admit he might be wrong. But it is really funny that he lives him and Allie, their relationship is actually really funny. And the fact that they have this house under the airport is also very
quirky.
I can't believe
she's with him. He's like such a fucking douchebag.
I think next season's their blow up season.
We'll see. But I
really
do
hate him. Oh, maybe
I
even
do like
more
her.
Than, I don't know. Yeah, she's nice.
I like
she seems
her a
great.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be a star.
She seems too smart to like be with him. I don't get it.
I mean, she could become a very famous mystic.
So we are over time. Let's do Betch of the Week. I nominate Tracy Chapman, my favorite person.
I'm on board with that. I was coming with that nomination as well. You know, I know we wanted to do like a Patti Smith cover band. Should we maybe change it to pivot to a Tracy Chapman cover band?
Well, you know, in true form, even though I love Tracy Chapman, I really only like that one song. So
do you know do you know any of her other songs?
Yeah, she sings Give Me One Reason also.
Oh, Give me one reason.
Those are like her two big ones. I don't know.
Well, we don't need that many songs.
That's true, because we're not really starting the cover band, so we don't really need any songs.
No.
Big fan of Tracy Chapman. I would, if she went on tour, I still am not sure I would buy a ticket, but I would.
I don't think she's going.
I would hope.
She's doing Tracy Chapman eras.
I would listen to her album on Spotify.
It's there.
You can.
Yeah, it's there.
Apparently,
like, it's
a new album. Actually, a new album. New album.
Her albums, I think, shot to like number one on iTunes and Spotify this week.
I heard that. I'm so happy for her. I wish her only good things.
All the best.
All the best. Yeah. Tracy Chapman.
All my best. No, it's all your best.
Yes.
I Betch of the Week, Tracy Chapman. Get it, girl.
Anyone going to the Caymans?
I mean, clearly.
Who do we talk about? I don't even remember. Oh, the guy who.
Aileen, do you want to turn the NFL commission for rigging the Super Bowl?
No, because
I have a guy to send to the
care.
Caymans.
I like.
Okay.
Oh, you want to send Taylor to the Caymans?
I didn't say that.
Holly wrote.
Holly says, I feel like Aileen wants to. Holly, don't worry.
Okay.
I mean, we did talk a lot of shit about her this episode. We can send her to the Caymans.
Nah,
I don't think this is the time.
She'll do something worse. She'll do something worse. That bad. Eventually. Fine.
I have someone to send to the Cayman Islands, actually. Did you see that clip of Phoebe Bridgers calling out the ex-head of the Recording Academy?
Yes.
For who had been accused of sexual assault, and she basically said, like, I know he's not dead yet, but I hope he rots in piss.
I don't know. That was
so you're sending him to the Caymans?
I want to send that man.
Do you know what his name is?
She's sorry to this man. But wait, hold on. Speaking of the Caymans, I just put it together that like Rusty and I have been talking about going to the Caymans.
Yeah.
And like
it's beautiful
I might
there.
Go to the Cayman Islands and like maybe you guys should send me.
When?
We didn't go away at all like in a very long time, and well, not since Baby Moon, I guess, but thinking about going in March, so like next month, but I haven't planned it. But like, wouldn't that be so funny if I'm in the Cayman Islands?
I think that would be great for you guys because you're not there. I mean, yeah. we'll go to the Cayman
Islands. Has some great spots. I've definitely
have you been there?
The Caymans. No. But I'm like, not either. I've like looked into many vacations there, but I've never pulled the trigger. Okay,
we'll talk
on the
side. Let me know what you have looked up.
One day, maybe we'll take a maybe we'll do a live podcast from the Caymans one day.
And we'll take Delta Comfort Plus there.
Definitely. Only. Exclusively Delta Comfort Plus. Yes.
Aileen, while you were on maternity leave, we debated who would sell the most timeshares.
Out of all three of us?
Yeah. Who do you think?
Sammy.
Oh, man, thank you. Interesting.
I said you.
Wow. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, probably me, but I didn't want to call myself out.
No, but then you decided it was you.
Sammy decided it was the opposite. I think it was me, but I'll say Sammy, and Sammy will say it's me, but she thinks Sammy.
No, I actually, Aileen, I think we would be a team that could rival the Oppenheimers. Like, you have the like attention to detail and particularities.
Starting
down,
a new fucking business without me.
No, Jordana, you're gonna do the accounting. You're gonna count the pennies. It's gonna be perfect.
I'm not good at Excel though.
Three betch. Real
timeshares, three-bench timeshares.
Hilarious, guys.
Oh my God, I'd be such a bad realtor. I'm
You're
so
just
bad
gonna be
at
like laying out, like.
I'd be like Alexia Umansky. Who's the one? Is that the one? What is the what is the countertop? Is
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You lived here.
You lived square footage. I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, one day.
I think I would be good.
I think you would be good too. You would also be great at like staging it and making it like at noticing all the like the cool things to call out, the cool feature, the things to hide, you know,
what needs
to be redone.
I can stage the hell out of anything.
For our next game segment, Sean, please ask us to sell you a timeshare.
That would be
so fun.
You're
in the market for
listing.
A timeshare.
I need to know all the facts about the timeshare before I
sell it. Should give us a listing and then we have to do it.
Sell me this pen. Yeah. Okay.
Sell me this timeshare. Well, anyway, the guy who's going to be selling timeshares this week, his name is Neil Portnow. He's the ex-Grammy person who is going to be selling timeshares while rotting in piss.
Okay.
That's been exciting.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of the App Etches podcast. You could follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. Please rate, give us 5 stars, leave us a good review. Don't come at me. Just love me. Choose me. And
I'm changing the phrase to let them. That's my phrase now. Let them.
And we'll see you next week at Betches Podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow at Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.